Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you, in my best Beetlejuice voice,
say it once, say it twice, third time's a charm,
your three-time straight Big Ten champion, Michigan Wolverines.
That was a pretty good Beetlejuice.
Thanks. I'm looking forward to the sequel.
Yeah.
Hong Kong.
What is this?
Nice fucking model.
Classic. We're actually watching another Michael Keaton masterpiece currently.
The Jack CGI Frost. Way ahead of its time, right. If you ask me. It was this in Jurassic Park where in theaters people were gasping.
Right. Like, look at that tornado.
When the snowman comes to life right here.
I was just telling these guys, Jack Frost is probably the most depressing Christmas movie. And maybe it's not, but when I watched it as a 7-year-old or however old I was like, so his dad died?
The dad's dead.
And, like, the snowman's cool. It's his soul in the snowman, but I hate to spoil the movie, but the snowman eventually dies as well, and then that's, you know, his dad's dead.
Well, so he loses his dad all over again.
Yeah.
Do we see the dad die at the beginning of the movie, or is he just dead?
You know it's a car accident.
You know it's a car accident.
Because he's...
drives in the snow.
He's got the biggest gig of his life. Okay. To try
his harmonica
band. He's finally going
to
get signed to a big record label.
What kind of band was that?
I would say like a bluesy...
Blues, yeah.
Like a rock blues.
Okay.
Jonah would love it. Big break. Had his big break.
Here's the problem, though. They have to audition. They're only signing one band.
Oh, shit.
And the audition is on Christmas Day.
Oh, no.
And it's right after he skipped his kid's hockey game.
Because all those big execs
right.
want to be working on Christmas
Day. A lot of them are Jewish.
They usually,
a lot of them are Jewish.
All they care about is money.
So,
is that what you're saying?
No. So he says, kid, I'm sorry. I missed your hockey game.
Yeah.
Let's spend some time together at the cabin. Okay. You, me, and your mom.
At Christmas?
On Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, no TVs, no video games. We're going to spend time. And the kid's like, yeah, Dad.
You going to teach me the J shot?
The J shot, because he's a hockey player.
Dang.
And he's like, I'll teach you the
Wait,
J
so
shot.
The guy was like, no fun stuff. And the kid was like, fuck yeah, man.
Well, they both do the no TV. Well, maybe a little TV.
Oh, okay. Good, good. Yeah.
But then as he's loading up, he gets a call. And it's the studio exec saying, we need you. We're going to give you the chance. It's tomorrow, Christmas Day.
Yeah, chance of a lifetime.
So he tells the kid, sorry, kid. And the kid gives him back his harmonica, says, I don't want your stupid harmonica. And as he's driving to the gig.
He tells him, if you ever need me, blow it, and I'll be right there.
Okay. Yep.
As he's leaving, heading to the gig, he's like, what am I doing? He looks at his buddy, who's played by the guy.
Every Friar Tuck in the history of cinema is him.
Is he on? Yeah. What's his name? Bob?
It's not. I don't know his name, but what's that Heath Ledger jousting movie?
Yeah, he's in that.
Two Robin Hood movies, he plays Friar Tuck. Two different Friar
Tucks.
He's perfect for Friar Tuck.
He's British, and he's like, and he does the, when are you going to have me stop? He's like, right now. And then he turns around, and as he's headed to the cabin for Christmas, he fucking eats it.
On a mountain.
Dead.
Semi.
Okay.
Here comes the meat wagon.
Dead.
Bam. Okay.
Bam. So then blood everywhere.
So then he comes back as a snowman.
And the kid.
And he dies again.
His kid's all depressed.
Yeah. Melts.
The most depressing part is the two school bullies were like, hey, loser, you look like poop. And he's like, whatever, and walks away. And the one kid goes, he's no fun to pick on since his dad died.
He did.
I was hoping you were going to say the two right. school bullies are like, hey, kid, your dad's dead, right. loser.
We were just past the time frame where they got away with those jokes. This right. was just into the jokes where it's like, maybe it's the writers are in their little fucking dumbass meeting. Maybe it's not okay for the bullies to pick on him. Let's still have him be bullies, though.
Right. Yeah. You need a bully.
Like, but bullies that feel bad.
The bully ends up being his best bud, of course, at the end.
Oh, well, that things are ruining it.
Yeah.
What is your favorite Christmas movie of all time? Let's do a ranking.
It's hard, man.
Oh, Unaccompanied Minors still is my favorite.
I think we've talked about this before.
We talked about it.
Bad
it.
Got,
we yeah. have.
But then again, that's when you watched it when
watched
you were like
when
7
I was
years
six.
Old.
Yeah.
So like, that movie
to
was
me,
amazing.
I was like,
but that
these kids are running around the airport with no parents.
No parents.
And then they went sledding down this big hill when they were running from security. It was sweet.
Dude, just good living.
They were living
good,
large.
Clean fun.
There's a little romance too.
I'm a sucker for Home Alone 2.
Two.
I'll say this two. Now.
You like Lost in New York?
I want to go to New York City.
Home Alone 1 is awesome. Home Alone 2 is elite.
Yeah,
one of the best movies.
The
ever
kerosene
made.
On the rope is.
Right. Do you smell kerosene?
There's just so much more hope in New York City than there is in the suburbs
like
of Chicago.
When he's at the tree, and like
you went to the you went around where the houses were in Chicago, didn't you?
Yeah.
How expensive are those bad boys? Fucking you were looking for somewhere to.
Well, they put it for sale.
Okay.
The house, and I put in an offer. interest rates at the time were a little tough.
And I'm probably would have walked
and
away
I'm looking,
with it.
And I said, yeah, I will make money on this house.
Yeah.
But let me put my money elsewhere to make more money.
Yeah. Yep.
In this podcast.
Into this podcast. And it's things like that. Like, sure, guaranteed winner. That's me.
Come across them all the time. Yeah.
But it's like, you can have the potatoes. I want the steak.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's certain sacrifices you have to make in life.
Yeah.
It's not all about living opulent life now.
Do
as nobody else does now, so you can live as nobody else does later. And that's the lesson I would give for financial advice to everybody.
I feel like it's kind of like Instamac or like a slow smoke, you know.
Exactly.
You can have your reward now, or you can grind for the next 4 or 5 hours and you eat later.
Right.
And you eat big and you eat good.
Well, that's the whole thing. Like, would you rather have $1 billion now or $1 a year for the next 100 years? Obviously, you take the $1 because it's passive income.
Yeah.
I'm not working for that income.
Yeah. The billion, that's going to be gone by tomorrow.
Right.
The dollars for the rest of my life?
You're going to give me me the passive
income.
Would you guys feel comfortable managing my financials from now on?
I will take over, yes.
Dylan?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, if you give me $1 a day.
Wanted to sign up for one of those dumbass apps that, like, we'll round up. You go buy a... McDonald's?
Acorn.
We'll round up that money. Like, what?
You know, it's fucking stupid.
Have you done that?
I have.
You look like the guy who would do that and be like, I'm going to get rich.
Because I think to myself,
I don't think it's stupid.
It's $9.50.
Mm-hmm.
Rounds up to 10.
I'm already going to round up. Tom, what if they're going to pull a Taco Bell on you?
Dude, don't even get me started on Taco Bell.
Anyway.
But here's the bullshit. In my mind, I'm going to look at my card and I'm going to have a bunch of even number.
But it's like $9.50 acorn, 50 cent acorn.
Correct.
Yeah.
And they don't pull, they pull it all at like one, every Friday. So now I see it going. And now I'm like, oh, that's $25 that just floated out.
No, I don't like that. It's got to be instant.
Instant.
My parents did it for like a few years without even touching it. And they had like a few grand in there after without even realizing. They were like, oh shit, we've been doing this.
What does an acorn take? What are they? Is it pay monthly or what do they take?
I'm sure they take a percentage on a trade.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know.
Because they do
for anything you trade. Yeah. They take a cut of your buy sell percent.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. They become your Doug Mogenberg, if you would.
Excuse me? Doug's a legend.
Bernie Madoff.
Bernie Madoff, perhaps.
Yes.
They're
Charles Ponzi.
Similar. Yeah.
Just for the record, we are not saying Doug Mogenberg is a Ponzi scheme. We all like Doug.
He's one of the smartest people I've ever met in my life.
I would agree.
Strongest person.
Smartest person.
He's also the strongest. I was gone last week.
We didn't even notice.
You didn't even notice. Well, you could tell by the audio quality. I was
sounded pretty good. To
it did. It did. I was sent a power ranking of the Action Daddy hosts.
Mm.
Was this by that one girl?
Somebody had sent me a power ranking of all the Action Daddy hosts. Dylan, would you like to hear the Action Daddy?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Power
rankings. I'm sure I'm third.
I don't know. I was looking for some theme music.
Okay.
Number one, Tom Ebeneau. Feel very blessed. That was what I was said. Number two, Dylan Doherty. Number three, Zach Reeves. Number four, Brian Mahoney. And number five, Ed Ebeneau.
Who's
the list?
Show me this fucking list right now or you die.
It was told to me.
By who?
I don't. It's a known person in the business. Of power rankings.
Curtis Callis.
It wasn't Curtis. Somebody tried to pick a fight. Now, if we'd ask another listener, I do want to settle this argument, too. There are some complaints about burping on air.
I just really
we won't
can
say
I lead
names.
With something really
yeah,
quick?
Yeah, sure.
What the hell has he got?
In any narrative, a foil is a character who contrasts with another character, typically a character who contrasts with the protagonist, order to better highlight or differentiate qualities of the protagonist. A foil to the protagonist is quite commonly also the antagonist of the plot.
Yeah.
I was called the foil by this person, and I just want to say God bless her in her own words, as she said to me. God bless him.
Well, first of all, Dylan, nice job reading that. Yeah, that was very weird. So those are big words.
But that was just the definition.
So I want listeners to decide, do we like Dylan burping into the microphone or do we not?
Well, or we just address how common of a problem is it? I mean, right. I heard it once, maybe twice last episode. It didn't seem as extreme as what was portrayed to me by fans.
Listen.
Ed, what do you think?
You know I always got you. Oh, come on. Oh, give me your hand.
I asked you to listen to it.
Bad Boys for Life.
Listen.
The three of us.
Bad Boys
I've
for Life.
I've always just been a grossed out by burps guy.
And he's just such a Bad Boys for Life, he waited to the podcast to talk to me about this. That's how Bad Boys for Life.
This is when we do this. This is our therapy. So, Ed, you are grossed out by burps.
I mean, no.
You just said.
But, I mean, I'm not. Like, if you burped, I'm not grossed out. But I'm not, like, if someone rips a huge burp, I'm not like, yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, I totally am.
You don't get burp boners.
They have those?
Burp boner guy.
A burp boner.
I'm not, like, against it. Like, oh, my God. But I'm also, like, I don't know.
So, did you listen to last week?
I listened to every single week.
Okay, how much did you feel like I was burping in the episode?
Last week? A couple times.
Two is a couple.
You got your fucking notebook out?
No, I was just saying a couple equals two over a 40-minute span. I mean, 40 minutes of me burping was the quote, I believe.
No.
The quote was 40 minutes of Dylan burping.
Okay.
That was the quote.
Listen, people expect us. This is the problem once we get to this level.
Right.
We're supposed to be professionals. We're not. But we are.
I mean,
we are. But we're not. But we are.
Yeah.
Right. It's like when you're this big time. Yeah. It's tough.
It sucks when you
it's
get
like
yourself.
It's like when you're Tom Ebenholz. Yeah. Like you used to be, you know. Yeah. And now you're, you know.
And then, you know what? It's kind of a wake up call.
What the fuck does that mean?
It's kind of a wake up call. You put yourself in a public arena and you understand that people are going to be really mean to you and really rude and hurt people's feelings. And I guess that's just something that comes with fame that I have to accept.
It's like Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
She's never done anything wrong to anybody.
Yeah.
And she gets hate online.
Oh, all the time.
You're the Taylor Swift of this podcast.
I mean, that's pretty cool, honestly.
So
that's pretty
your
big time
person of the year of this podcast.
Thanks. Yeah.
Sorry, I just attacked you a little bit there, but I just saw something on my phone the other day, and I'm just like, damn, dude, Tom just isn't the same anymore.
What? Oh, my God. What did you say?
It was your Halloween in Chicago where you were a priest.
Yeah.
Just bring it back. Come on.
You want me to just... Fucking go nuts a little bit.
He's on the streets. There's people stopping. There's cars getting into accidents.
You want me to get out of control?
Yes.
Hey, I already got my work contract signed, sealed.
So what's
the problem
here?
Time to get a little crazy.
Say a slur. Any slur.
What's my favorite? Listen, to all those out there.
You're not going to go back and bleep this out later, are you?
No.
Okay, good. As long as you don't go back and bleep this shit out.
No. Listen, big win for Michigan. Congratulations.
There we go. Yeah, it was nice.
Iowa sucks. Mm-hmm. They're terrible.
Yeah, big defense. Great.
I was about to say one of the best defenses in the country.
Well, what was the final score of that game?
26-0.
I don't mean this in any way of throwing shade on the other guys in the state, but I did see a graphic today that I thought was kind of interesting that Blake Corum's 22 rushing touchdowns this season do tie Michigan State's total touchdowns for this season.
Yeah.
Pretty impressive for Blake Corum.
That is impressive.
Yeah.
I think we got a big target on our backs.
That's why they threw Bama in there.
I've been getting a lot of texts. The second Bama gets pulled up, I got people blowing me up. I can't wait for this guy to lose. You can't come.
Oh, yeah.
Vegas right now. Vegas?
Vegas.
90% of bets are on Alabama.
Yeah, that's how I was like 92% or something, yeah.
That's good for Michigan because Vegas doesn't lose.
Yeah.
Tom, I made a bet for the Jaguars against the Bengals on Monday Night Football, as you may recall.
Yeah.
Big mistake.
Huge.
That's
mistake.
Another exact
I knew
thing.
Jake Browning was going
to
snap.
90% of the bets were on Jacksonville, including to cover the spread. And yeah. I was just watching a video of it, and a guy who does this for a living, he's like, you telling me 90% of the money's on Jacksonville to cover? Folks, Vegas doesn't lose. They're not losing.
Yeah.
Or they're not, but Jacksonville's not going to win. And they lost, and they were 8-point favorite.
Where's the
they
money
were a 10-point favorite closing.
All the money's on Alabama?
Yes.
All right now, yeah.
What's the? I mean, they're still mine or plus 2.5, right, or something like
it's
that.
It's 1.5 now.
Okay,
dude, Milroe is an athlete.
He's a freak athlete.
He does something that's strange. Not a lot of people do this. He has two main factors, and that's running the ball and throwing deep. He does both of those things very well, so it's hard to stop it because you're gonna bring the safeties in to stop the run, or you got to keep him back because he can throw a deep ball. It's his slants. It's his out routes. It's his
he misses.
Digs.
Yeah,
he misses on throws picks.
Timing
he also
routes,
has been sacked 30 times.
Yeah,
like he a lot of those he runs into like you know he causes it on his own.
Do you see on a lot of those longer third downs, Georgia went with a double QB spy. I thought that was pretty smart.
They did, but they lost. So
they
we
did
do better than that.
I know.
Is Georgia not good? Thought we were good.
I mean, they're okay. Mm. They're no Michigan.
It's hard to go undefeated.
You watched the game?
Which one?
The Georgia Bama game?
I did.
You bet the over, if I remember correctly.
I did.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Well, you bet.
The over was also awfully low on Monday night. It's 40-point over, and they put up 65.
Browning is a king.
I knew he was going to do that.
When is
if
the
you watched
Michigan
him the week before?
Alabama game? Sorry.
You're fine.
January 1st, 5 o'clock.
Yep.
Rose Bowl.
That's New Year's Day.
Yep.
That's 14 days before your birthday.
10.
Damn it.
Nine, technically.
Not like it was a day off.
He just got it wrong.
Nine.
But that's what I meant. Like, okay. That the day would be like, oh, and then count that day.
Right.
Yeah.
My birthday is the 10th.
So you thought it was the 14th.
How old are you turning?
Oh, it's the big one.
50?
It's the big 5-0.
You don't look a day over 50.
It's the big 5-0. I'm turning 40 January 10th.
Congrats.
Thank you.
You made it
this
pretty
far.
Deep into life.
He hasn't made it yet. We'll
pretty see. Deep run. What are we doing for my birthday? Surprise. Probably big, right? You guys are playing a big surprise.
Yeah.
Just like they did for me, I'll leave about 5 minutes into the party, just like you did.
I want to check the cameras. I will
he
say
was
I
there.
Was there at least 40 minutes.
Only thing I remember from that night is Mark Strzok bringing me a shot, a Jaeger bomb, and saying, congratulations, buddy. Have a great day. I said, who's this guy? Speaking of the Strzoks,
Mason gave us a shout out.
Mason's
stud. Thank you, Mason.
Don't get me started on that kid. Tears are going to come to my eyes thinking about that kid.
What
kid's
a kid,
stud.
Man.
He is a stud.
Now, Robin Strzok.
Where
know,
are you going
I don't know
this?
If you guys have heard. But she gave me...
That was it. That was the best use of the soundboard.
Damn you,
dude, Eddie. That's not cool, Mark. We are sorry.
Wow, the wrong
Mason,
starting
we are
lineup.
Sorry.
God damn it! Now I got to deal with this. She gave me the wrong starting lineups. No, she did. Well, I asked her. Hey, still same starting lineups as yesterday? Yeah. No. So when I did the starting lineups. It was the thing where I did the two, and the two were there, and then third kid come along, Sager kid, and I called the other kid, and there was the big, what? Huh? Everyone stops and looks, and I have to pull the fuck.
I did that in my first game, or second game, with the girls' team, and everybody looked at me like I was an idiot, and I said, "This, that's what they gave me. What do you want
they
me to
fucking
do?
Handed me a sheet. I read the names
right.
off
I
of
I also
it.
Blamed Robin. No, I'm just, I can't remember who, she didn't do the girl game. I can't remember who gave it to me, but it sucks. It's embarrassing.
I should have double checked.
I said horny on the microphone.
I did, I called Ithaca the Hornets the whole time because their mascot on the paper is the exact same Hornet as New Lothrop.
What are they?
Yellow Jackets.
Yeah.
Is a Yellow Jacket a Hornet? Is that like if they're the dogs and I call them the fucking are you know
wolves?
The like bulldogs.
The
golden retrievers.
Yeah, I call them dogs.
If they're bulldogs, you can call them dogs.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you know what I've always hated St. Charles, the bulldogs, and all they say is go dogs, and they spell it the D-A-W-G-S.
Yeah.
It's fucking dumb.
I know. I hate the dogs.
Go dogs.
What if it's the Chippewas and we call them the Indians? Is that not cool?
That's incorrect.
No.
The tribe.
I can't do that either.
But
you can't even call them, you can't even say chips anymore. And you're a Central Michigan.
You can't say
fire up chips.
You can't say it.
That's
anymore.
The whole thing. Is fire
can't
up
say
chips.
It anymore.
They don't put it on the side.
It's all over.
You want to know? Tom's always taken a weird stance in this. Always when it comes to Native American slang and lingo and jargon, he always plays the, well, you know, my mom's side of the family is, you know, one tenth.
It's actually our side of the family.
I thought it was Antithesis' side.
No, it's Abinho's side.
Don't lie.
So
to
you
me.
Can say that Swear stuff. You can say that stuff, Ed, because you are
allegedly part. Our grandma Bonnie. Her grandma was 100% allegedly.
Where's the money?
Where's
at?
My fucking money?
Which would make us 1/32nd, I believe.
Okay, that's I think enough. You have to be one. I think it's like 1/16th or 1/9th or something.
Allegedly, grandma and our dads could have gotten checks. Allegedly, but they couldn't prove it.
But you're not, you know, Ed. We don't play the chop because you know you say because we're not allowed to. But is it deep down in there? You know.
You know what hey, my. That's you know what my. To me. You know what my.
Yes.
Here's he's my finally as here's, a white male like something I can be offended
here's,
about.
Here's why I don't like the chop mm-hmm. at Chestnut football games. Mm-hmm. Because our student section sucks.
It's so yes, bad. They
and
so
it's like
bad.
We have a band who's playing the music. Bah, 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 and I have like two kids doing the chop and it looks weak as hell. Florida State, I'm for it because it looks badass.
It has nothing to do with Florida State who has been like granted to do it. That has nothing to do with it.
No. I just, it looks so cheesy oh, wait, and
they,
dumb.
They have permission.
They asked from like oh, the they chief
have
the, or something.
Oh yeah, they have. What are they? Seminole guy right. ride
yeah.
the horse.
Oh,
and,
yeah,
and my
they
other
do.
My other concern is that it's so bad and dumb that now it's a problem and we have to change our name. Okay. I don't want to lose the Indian name. I think it's badass.
Yeah, I do too. I think it sucks. Wait, I thought that this was like a thing like 5-6 years ago. We thought
it was
about
it, for even when I was in years. School they talked about. But when I was in school, I pitched to the athletic director. I said, "Hey, if we got to switch, let's go big. Let's be the Showboaters."
Oh yeah,
you know, or something. Now
yeah.
we can't even do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I was about to say can't do that.
So what would we? We're gonna get something dumb like the Chestnut Commanders or some.
Yeah,
it's Guardians.
It's
bullshit.
Just gotta be. It's gotta match the syllables. That's the right. request. So it can't be like Chestnut Bulldogs
fighting.
It's gotta be
yeah
Indians Guardians.
Yeah,
I hate dude. If we would switch to like. Let's be the Velociraptors.
Let's be the Chestnut football team.
Yeah.
Even
I like
the basketball
that.
Team.
I like that.
That'd be crispy.
And now, starting point guard for the Chestnut football team. Yeah, I like that. Or the I don't know, the Megatrons or something. I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah.
I have, I'm glad this got brought up, and I don't want you to say it out loud, but I have something for you that I stumbled across. If you...
Sorry, stop doing yeah, that. No more.
If you can pull up your phones.
Yeah.
Go ahead. And if you can, I guess I'm just so uncultured and dumb that I don't get it. And yeah, sure, I'm sure you guys will be making fun of me in like a minute, in 30 seconds.
Okay.
You tell me, maybe we'll have to pause the broadcast. What is Compton High School's mascot?
Go oh. ahead.
Because when I read it, and I read it 15, 14 times, I'm like, what is this?
Because our favorite Piston went to Compton High School.
He went to Dominguez, not Compton. It was in Compton. I don't know if we should say this Ooh. Out loud because I think no. that is a slur. Isn't that not a racial slur?
I'm going to look up the word by itself.
I'm also
here.
Looking it up.
All you people at home, feel free to join along and pull up the Wikipedia because I saw that and I'm like, what?
So... There's a thing here that says Compton High School Alumni Association, the history of the mascot.
Okay.
It's in the Oxford Dictionary as a derogatory term
Why
towards
the hell
a black
would they keep
I
that?
Cannot believe that.
Why would
that
they
is
keep
there.
That? Look at their jerseys. That's what it says right
I
on
cannot
there.
Believe it.
It's a,
I just came across
And yet, here's the whole website dedicated to it.
Yeah.
It's listed as a contemptuous term for a black person. So, like, a time.
I know.
Yeah. That's, like, yeah, in the 20s.
So, don't say it out loud.
I don't want to say it.
I just thought, I was like, am I going fucking crazy?
No.
Or am I so racist where I see that word and I think it has to be racist?
This is the most, and the pictures on it are, like,
oh yeah.
Like this shit if this shit was on a Disney
Oh yeah.
a Disney cartoon in 1936, they would have deleted the cartoon. This
yeah,
is
that's
unbelievable.
Insane. Look at the bottom one. I just read the the meaning of it. What are they thinking?
What the fuck? That's so bad. Look it up if you're at home right now. Take a look at that. That is funny, Ed. Good one.
Yeah, funny. Okay. Before I forget, can you put up a poll on Twitter for me? If I send you a picture, will you put it up on Twitter? Yeah. I want you to poll this. I'm going to send it to the both of you. I saw this on the program at the basketball game.
Okay.
Tom, I want you to, once you pull up this picture, I want you to start with varsity. I want you to tell me who the head coach is, okay? Start at the top.
Varsity, head coach, Matt Weigel.
Agreed?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Junior varsity.
Head coach, Jacob Price.
Agreed?
Yeah.
Who's the, who would you say, according to this, that the freshman head coach is?
That looks like Sam Forsythe.
What'd
to
you
me.
Say?
It is definitely bigger. It's definitely
and on
bigger.
Top. And it's
on top. It's got top billing. It's bolder. It's in bold.
It's in the same font that the head coach part is listed it in is. The other
right.
two.
Right.
All
right.
So will you do me a favor? Will you put that on Twitter and say, I want to take a poll. Who do you think the head coach for the freshman team is?
Okay.
Sam. According to this, no, just say, according to this photo, who would you say is the freshman head coach?
Okay.
Also, I
saw those two names.
I was at Riverfront the other night.
Yeah.
I saw all the coaches sitting together.
Basketball coaches, yeah.
Coach.
Head coach, Matt Weigel.
Coach, Matt Weigel. Assistant coach, Jason Dannett. Mm-hmm. Junior varsity coach, Jacob Price.
Mm-hmm.
Freshman coach. Well, it seems like freshman assistant coach, AJ Neatling.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm talking, I'm like, you know, Coach Weigel, how's the season going? Going great, we're 3-0. Yeah. I'm like, fuck yeah. I say, Jacob Price, how's the JV team going? I'm fucking killing teams, killing fools.
Yes.
And I say, fucking great. AJ.
Assistant coach.
How's being the assistant coach on the freshman team? He says, we have one loss.
Mm.
The current record of Chesaning basketball, boys basketball, is 7-1. I don't want to say somebody's responsible for
it. But it has to be Sam Forsythe.
But it has to be Coach Sam Forsythe. Yeah, that shit is funny.
I just saw that and I'm like, so, oh, I love this so much.
So good. Have you been to a freshman game?
No, they played in the Aux gym.
They play in the other gym, yeah.
I know. It's not a lot of seating. I'm sure I'll make it to a game.
Did you have the Aux gym when you were in high school?
No.
We didn't either.
Did you, Dylan?
They got done building it my senior year.
Dude, when I was in school my freshman year, the whole school was under construction, but for nothing fun. It was just like fixing leaks from the 1940s.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just a construction zone, like bats flying in the hallway and shit. And now they have all like nice, we have multiple gyms. I don't know why, but we got them. New field.
I was told that when we were getting that Aux gym, I don't know if you guys have been to, I believe it's Alma High School, where they have the track. The walking track up top around
yeah.
it. I believe it was supposed to be
It was
that.
Supposed to, yeah.
And, you know, they didn't measure right. They measured once, cut it twice.
Right.
Unfortunately, the track is now very close to the court.
It has to be a separate post to put the picture in.
Okay.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah, okay.
Well, we do want you guys to vote on Twitter, so please vote on Twitter. Dude, when Jack Frost is snowboarding with his kid, who's also snowboarding... And neither of them are on snowboards. They're on toboggans.
Yeah, they're snowboarding on toboggans.
Right. And they're still out.
And you're telling me snowboarding's hard?
Right. And he's outpacing kids on real snowboards. He just went through a fucking
He just went
mountain.
Through a mound of snow. Also, his kid looks freaking radical as hell. I don't know why he didn't want to hang out with the guy.
Right.
Like, come on, man. Look at this kid.
No, that's the bully.
Oh, that's why he looks so cool.
Yeah. Yeah, the bully yeah. looks cool.
Never mind.
He's got camo pants and spiky goggles, hair. Spiky hair.
All right, I posted it.
Thanks.
So check out the Twitter Action Daddies and
vote honestly.
Vote honestly. And we're not just here to make jokes, guys. Okay. This is a serious vote.
I have something else for you.
Yeah.
I stumbled across on Twitter. And I'm gonna yell at you. Like you did this, so okay. Suck it up.
I'll take it.
Jonah
Evan. I deserve Hull. It. Okay.
Woodward Sports tweeted, how would you feel about a Jared Goff versus Matthew Stafford playoff matchup? Jonah Evan Hull, love the guy.
Shout out, friend of the show.
Not really. Quote tweeted, I feel the same. Or no, sorry, Pat McAfee said in that quote, the Detroit Lions playing Matthew Stafford in the playoffs is my worst nightmare. Jonah Ebenhall, I feel the same. All capital, worst nightmare. Sorry. Why? What are you talking about?
Like you'd think
Why
your worst
is that your worst nightmare.
Your worst nightmare would be like a nuclear bomb going off in your city.
What? What do you got to say?
I'm so fucking sick of this Matt Stafford shit.
You have
I
no
don't
idea.
Give a fuck.
That's your worst nightmare?
I didn't say a thing.
Say it.
I'm
say
just
something.
So sick of your face, dude. Say looking something at me. Right fucking say now. Something right now.
What do you feel about
I don't
that?
Care Lions playing the Rams. Stafford.
And I'm not burping that much.
Let it go.
Yeah. I don't
Lions
give a
fuck. No, it's not. At this at point, home. He got a Super Bowl. I don't care anymore. I still I like Matt Stafford, but I don't care now that he got a Super Bowl. Now it's just.
You know how I thought about it.
And if they played before Matt Stafford got a Super Bowl, I would still 1,000,000% want the Lions to win.
Lions.
I would want, I mean, I'd still want Matt Stafford to throw for 300 or
no.
whatever.
No.
Oh, no. God.
We still win the game.
He left us. He
didn't
in,
leave us
he
on
ain't
purpose.
In this house no
don't
more.
Don't say he left us. He got kicked the fuck out.
Dylan, he ain't in this house no more. We don't have to feed him.
So he's Ben Johnson leaves next year. You don't want to see him be successful? See,
no! I want the Lions
what
to win. It's the only
about?
Thing I care about.
I still
about.
Want the Lions to win against all those
no,
teams.
Fuck that.
If
it's
they
the
win
the
Super Bowl,
about.
I'd be fine with him going to be successful.
It's the only thing I care about.
Just like if Michigan wins the national championship, Jim Harbaugh
can move on to the pros.
Anything.
Him and JJ too.
Anything.
What if he goes to Ohio State?
Don't care. Won the national championship.
And he won't be able to beat Michigan. Nope. He knows what
he
program
knows.
He
Actually,
created.
Actually, he'd probably do it just to help us out a couple more years.
Yep.
You guys are out of control.
I know.
So
I'm
full of
extremely
shit.
Annoying, and I writing a lot of checks. My ass can't cash. Right. Right. So right. I need him to come through for one plus 1,300. My preseason bet
for them to win it all. It's I'm down to plus 195, I believe.
I'm rooting for it.
Let's just say if I don't hit this, I'm gonna need a place to stay for I don't know a couple of years.
Also, Lions to win NFC Championship is plus 725.
That's it.
It's free. What do you mean?
Wait,
that's
no, that's
it?
I mean, as in, yeah. I thought it was going
to
be
not to win the North, to win the NFC, to go to the Super Bowl.
Oh,
to go to the Super Bowl, to win the NFC conference.
Oh, okay.
To win the NFC championship.
Okay, they so they would have to
plus
be
plus 750 or something like that. Oh.
Who's the number one seed?
Eagles.
Eagles, and then it goes
Lions, 49ers.
Don't Niners have
I think
a
we're
record?
I think we're ahead of the 49ers right now.
Here's an odd. I want you guys, all the gamblers out there, to look at this. On Sunday night, the Cowboys play the Eagles, and the Cowboys are a 3.5-point favorite. I thought that was a
is that
very...
The 49ers do have the tiebreak on us, everybody.
In Dallas?
It's in Dallas, but 3.5, I thought Eagles were a better team. I thought the Cowboys weren't that good.
People are really high on the Cowboys.
Dak Prescott's...
Wait, playing. You're saying the Eagles are the dog?
Yes, yeah. 3.5
Are
points.
They at Dallas?
Yes, but
oh,
still,
so
I thought
they're
they were
calling
the better
it a pick-em,
team.
Then, yeah.
At 3 points, it's a pick-em.
Yeah. But
guys, you know the biggest difference between 2.5 to 3.5. I'd bet the Cowboys now. Yeah. Win by 7.
Right.
10.
No. I don't think so.
I don't know.
The Eagles' that. Defense is shit. They don't have a good defense. They get torched on defense. Mm-hmm.
So, that game, you're betting Dallas.
Yes.
Minus
the Chiefs should have won.
Are you with me?
The Chiefs should have won minus Valdez Scantlin dropping that pass.
The Chiefs aren't that good, though.
No, they're not the same team they've been in any way, shape, or form.
They'll be good.
They will, just because Pat Mahomes and Travis Kelce, but their wide receiver core is just not good.
I am sick of fucking betting on Kelce to score a touchdown and not
He's not
a
doing it. He's not fucking
Taylor
doing
Swift,
it.
Taylor Swift, dude.
He's on my fantasy team. Motherfucker is not getting in the end zone ever.
Taylor Swift is
winning.
Man,
I just whooped the fuck out of Tom and Jones fantasy yeah. team.
Listen, we are the highest scoring team in the league, and we are
not
in
anymore.
Six, by
they
like
were at
2 points,
point.
And we're in sixth place.
My fucking work league. I am still the second highest scoring team in the league out of the eight. It's only an 8-man league. I just got eliminated from the playoffs last week. I am in seventh place with the second most points scored. It's fucked
so
off,
fucking
dude.
Annoying.
It's so irritating. Uh-huh.
You did beat the shit out of us, Ed. Congratulations.
Thanks. Playoffs start not this
2 weeks.
Next week.
I still got to make the playoffs.
You're in. You're a lock. Trust me. I also am going to be doing a bowl pick'em.
I picked mine yesterday.
Are you in?
Yeah. What's up?
I'll send you the link.
Okay.
Anybody who wants to join.
Is it just who gets the most bowl games, right?
No, I'm maxing it at 10.
How much per person?
50. I've already got, like, I think you'd be number 8.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
The
winner take all.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I'll do 11 for 500, you know. You're receiving 500.
Right.
Yeah. The is it just who picks the most bowl games, right?
Yeah, no spreads, just winners.
Okay.
Brad Danick won last year. It was actually very interesting. I went back and looked at it. Brad Danick won with a record of 26-21.
Damn.
Something like
picking
that.
Picking money lines?
Oh, yeah, we were bad. Tied with Mahoney. Yeah. They both picked Georgia to beat TCU. Fucking dumbass Mahoney didn't put a score in.
Oh my.
For the tiebreaker.
For the tiebreaker.
So he was completely wrong.
Yeah. So the score, unfortunately, he was right about zero for TCU. Fortunately for the Georgia side, he was extremely wrong. Yeah.
It's bowl season's fun. There's some fun games. It's the Alabama West versus, you know, fucking Corona High School games that are there's a lot of games.
You have,
why couldn't we have got Florida State? I wanted Florida State.
No, I'm happy. We're gonna beat
if
them.
We can and take Bama out. I'm gonna no feel so good riding
to
the Natty.
So happy to go to the Rose Bowl. You have no idea. I want to go to the Rose Bowl for so good. Long. 20 years. I know.
I wish it was on earlier.
5 o'clock?
Man, give me a 2 o'clock game.
Let's go to California. And be
I like to be sitting on the couch.
What else are you going to be doing on New Year's
Eating some
Day?
Cheesy potatoes.
At 5 o'clock? Yeah.
Ed, would you like to come over on New Year's Day?
No, I'm not going to watch the game with you. I watched the last couple playoff games with you, and it was terrible.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
we're watching this
Listen,
game
this guy got so mad at me. And I'm
After he yelled at me for listen, not focusing on the game
The
enough.
Game is starting. For the first time ever, in history of Jim Harbaugh's coaching career, he is doing a pre-game interview.
Yep.
And for the 50th time that day, Tom Ebenhoe is interrupting what I'm trying to hear. And I'm like, Tom, I can't fucking hear what he said. And then if you go back, actually, it was pretty sweet, the interview.
How'd the game go?
Not well. Oh, yeah. But it was the day that you fell in love with Mikey Sainra still. Big Ten player of the game.
I think I liked him before that.
I think that was the game.
I was on. I was talking about him.
Zach. Yeah, that's what we chanted when we got that touchdown and beat Ohio State, pretty much.
Oh yeah.
I'm watching the game with you, so I think this is good for the podcast if we watch it together.
You guys should.
Let's watch it live. Let's stream it.
You didn't have to miss the game on Saturday, did you?
Huh?
Did you watch the game?
I missed the first half.
Why don't we stream it? We'll stream us watching it.
I have zero interest in doing that. I'm trying to focus.
You can focus.
If you guys do everything, I'll sit there and if you guys do everything, I'm not fucking setting shit up. I'm not doing that.
Well, that wouldn't change anything else.
Okay. I was about to say, no, you still have to set up, but I don't want to hear you bitching about it. There we go.
I'd be like Ed saying, well, I don't want to run the Boston Marathon. Well, so Ed, you're already, you know,
you're already not running the marathon.
Deal. But I don't want to run
Deal.
It.
I think we stream it and we watch it together. For the views. We do it for the pod.
I don't know how to do that.
Oh, it's easy. I'll figure it out.
Any video I feel like I take over 30 seconds is like way too big to post. I'm like, what the fuck is the point of technology?
We'll stream it live on YouTube. Let me put a little more money into this podcast.
Finally.
I think it'll...
I want you to apologize to Robin Strzok. That was very disrespectful.
That
I keep
was
thinking
you.
About that.
You're the one
he
that fucking...
Up.
He
what are you really
off.
Gonna do it again? He's
edits,
gonna do it again.
He edits it after the show, dude.
He cut me what off you, at the best fucking point.
I don't
so
know what
funny.
You're talking about, Ed.
Shut up.
We heard what you said.
Shut up.
Hopefully, Tom does something about that
we're
later.
All, listen,
like a giant asshole.
Listen, we are all big fans of her. She's wonderful.
And Mark's cool.
Mark is cool.
He's
so,
all right. He's cool.
Mason is one of my favorite. Kids
Anybody has
in,
a problem
school.
With him,
I'll fight him.
You too.
What? Yeah. Mason's a dude.
On site.
Hands.
We drop hands. Good. We throw hands. We drop gloves, throw hands.
Yeah.
If you drop your hands, then what do you do?
I'm going to print out. He is going to be our official sponsor.
I want to have him on the show.
Wait, Mark or Mason?
Mason.
Oh, okay.
When his eligibility is over.
Once he can start taking some money from us.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
He's our first sponsored athlete, NIL.
Oh, it's our first NIL deal.
Wow.
Think about
you hear that, Mason?
Pay a lot. And that money will come from Mark.
right. Who still owes us?
Yeah.
And Dave Sanders.
Who? Let's make a list of people who owe us money.
Bob Kuhn.
Does he listen though? Does Bob listen? I heard he was talking shit.
On who?
Me.
All right. That's better.
You said something. That
I've been making up so many lies lately. Okay. I can't even keep up.
I love that.
I can't even keep up.
I've always liked Bob Kuhn.
He's one of my favorites.
I like to announce it. I thanked him for his 55 years of running the scoreboard at one point.
Nobody does it better.
He's a legend. He could lose the beard, but he's a legend.
It's give or take for me.
Yeah. Take it or leave it, I think is what we're trying to say. You fucking
moron.
I read
that book from front to cover.
Sideball quarter pocket. You know.
You guys are killing me with these.
I could go for days.
I could go for days, son.
All right, everyone, thanks for listening. Please look up the Compton mascot and don't look it up when your boss is behind you.
And don't the tell Compton us about it. No. It is funny seeing that. I cannot believe that they're the Compton. It is unbelievable to me. Lions, who Lions have this weekend?
Bears. Bears. In Chicago at Soldier Field. My cold outside.
My old stomping grounds.
You might know some people at that game.
Listen. So, thinking on that game,
yeah,
I was talking about it to someone earlier. They're asking, you know, like, oh, Jared Goff, you know, sucks outside, especially when it's cold, small hands, whatever. But our team is built to play that power run, cold football game, right, you know? And then the play action, Jared Goff, he's got people wide open. He's not going to miss that, you know? So, I still think we'll handle that game pretty well.
That's, I don't know. How are you going to argue with that?
Slam There's nothing the, more to say.
Slam the power run, hit him with the play action a little bit, or break Hutchinson, it open.
1.5 sacks, gonna have 2 sacks.
Okay.
Over, bet the over on 1.5.
Yeah.
Okay. Love it.
Maybe a pick too.
Love it. All right. Well, I say we end this. Shout out to everybody listening.
Shout out to Steve Grande.
Steve Grande, dude. He's a Eagles fan.
I know. I love that guy.
Steve Grande. One day I'm gonna bring Steve Grande on the podcast.
I don't know.
He's a legend.
He's awesome.
He's an Eagles fan, and he's a fucking lunatic. So
in a good way.
In the best way. Love Steve Grande. All right, boys. 3, 2, 1.
Action Daddies.
Fly, Eagles, fly. Boom, 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 boom. I want to.